Hello and welcome back to Proactive. And I'm joined now by Simon Hanuka from Options Desk. So first things first, Simon, how are you?
Hi Tom, I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well as well. All the better for seeing you again, Simon. So what is it that you've got your eye on this week?
Yeah, so we've actually got quite a few things coming up this week. So, as I'm sure you've been following this, the debt ceiling looks like it's going to be averted, which is good news. Although that hasn't been finalized yet. The UK opened up slightly lower today, about 30 points lower on the FTSE after a long weekend. Vol is also lower, meaning that the market isn't too concerned about the debt ceiling so far. I mean, we'll find out more in the US Open, but currently everything seems to be a bit steady. We've got US tech earnings coming out this week, starting off with HP today. Then we have Dell, Salesforce, and Broadcom as well. On Thursday, we have Euro inflation and unemployment figures coming out. Both forecasted to be lower than prior, which is good. Again, a sign of monetary tightening, monetary policy working. On Friday, we have NFP. Again, it's forecasted to be less jobs being created and a higher unemployment figure from 3.4% to 3.5%. These are the forecasted figures, again, which is good. It's a good sign for the economy, and the market should react positively to this news.
All right, so plenty for you to be keeping an eye on. Are there any options trades that you're anticipating from this week?
Yeah, so for today in particular, we've got HP earnings coming out, Q2 earnings this afternoon. HP are down 20% year on year, and their earnings aren't looking, they aren't forecasted to be too great. However, where the stock's already taken quite a bit of a bashing compared to its peers, who knows as to whether it's going to go up or down, but we do think we'll see some volatility there. So we've kind of got our eye on a June strangle, a 30, 31 and a half strangle. I mean, putting on a trade like this would cost you about $200 per one lot. And if you were to see a move of $1 or $2 up or down, you'd start to see some significant profits. If anyone's interested in finding out more information on this, I mean, you can have a look on our website, which is optionsdesk.com. And that's kind of what we're looking out for the day.
Thank you very much, Simon. So I guess we'll leave it there since you're obviously a very busy man today, but we'll hopefully catch up with you a bit later in the week.
Yeah, it's good to speak to you, Tom.